back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, wrapping it up here. Come and see us. It's not too late if you're in the neighborhood. Discount Drug Mart, Center Road, Brunswick Hills. We're in the middle of goobers, milk duds. If you had to draft one candy off of this display, one candy, what are you drafting?
It'd have to be the Good and Fruity.
You've really been all over that. What's the difference for those at home between Good and Fruity and Good and Plenty?
Well, Good and Plenty has the black licorice inside of it. Yeah, exactly. Good and Fruity is just like a fruity snack inside.
All right, I'm going with the Reese's peanut butter cup minis over there.
Rolo minis.
Those are my
Twizzlers.
Top
Twizzlers. That's a good call. The Rolo minis are a good call.
What about you?
And Milk Duds.
I'm going Reese's for sure.
The full,
yeah.
full, crunchy,
yeah.
full, okay.
full, yeah.
Okay. I like the mini because I can feel like I can pop one. I don't feel like I'm like doing too much. Rocking Johnny's.
I like Jolly Rancher
Bites.
Yeah.
Or what? We're on the radio. Lindsay, come on in. Lindsay, come on.
Come on here. Grab a headset.
Come here. Come say hi. Lindsay, come on. Lindsay, you have to say hi now.
You have a great partnership with Discount Drug Mart.
Yeah, talk about the great folks. Lindsay from our corporate partnerships division at the Cleveland Browns is here with us today, Discount Drug Mart. Lindsay, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Come out to Discount Drug Mart today to see our Bonnie Bryant.
Yeah, and then next week as well, right?
Yes.
Where can they see us?
We'll be in Copley at Discount Drug Mart.
Is that?
We'll have some players there signing autographs as well.
Where's Copley?
Near Akron.
By Medina. It's by Medina.
It's a home game for Eric Williams.
That's like in Kentucky.
It's a quick drive.
The beautiful thing is Browns fans are everywhere, Lynn. Not everybody has to drive all the way out to Copley. There are going to be people in Copley who are Browns fans. We should. Come on out and see us. Will you be there?
I will be there.
Well, that is reason enough, folks. Come on out and see us. Discount Drug Mart next week in Copley. All right. We're going to go now to a guy who's been very patient, Bill in Pittsburgh. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Couple observations from Sunday. I was at the game. I have season tickets. I came away from that game having so much more respect for Josh McCown. Here's a guy
Agreed.
Who gave all he had physically this year, and then to see him on the sideline Sunday when he didn't have to be there, wearing a sling and looking more engaged in the game, quite frankly, than some of the guys who were in uniform, I think deserves praise. So I want to give that to him. Then the other thing that I observed was just how much the Bengals defense were clowning the Browns, their huddle, their players after they would make plays, and no one seemed to stand up and do anything about it. There just seems to be an overall lack of fight, and I don't know if that's just from being beaten down from this season and the culmination of a lot of losing seasons, but there doesn't seem to be any fight, and they just seem to, frankly, take it. And Joe Thomas, I know he's a great player. He's going to the Hall of Fame. He's in his ninth year. I don't think I've ever seen Joe Thomas shove somebody in those 9 years. I'm not saying you need to be a thug, but I'm saying you need to stand up for yourself and your teammates. Want to hear your thoughts about it.
Bill, certainly appreciate the call, and let me try to just go through point by point, but the first one, I will say this. Josh McCown, I respect as much as anybody that I've ever had the opportunity to be close to in the game of football. And his toughness was on display week after week this season. You even heard when we talked to Marlon Moore, I don't know if that was part of it was dropped, but I talked about Marlon Moore's toughness, and he immediately said, shout out to Josh McCown, the toughest guy that I've been around.
Right.
And you get that from every player in this locker room, every coach you talk to. Josh McCown is a special individual, and I wish that maybe he had the opportunity to be here earlier in his career, but he's given everything he has to the Browns. I think he's been the best quarterback the Browns have had in forever, and his toughness is off the charts. And he was out there, and I had an opportunity to speak with him on the sideline before the game, and he's like, it kills me not to be out there. I mean, this is a guy who threw a pass, knowing a pass play was called. He threw a pass with a broken collarbone, knowing that it was going to kill him, and
I mean,
he did
this
it anyway.
Is a pass that was what, a 20-yard pass?
It was a 20-yard out, which is really like a 40-yard pass. The guy is an absolute stud, and talking to him, he said, you know, I want to be here. This makes me want to be here and see this through even more. He wants to be here. He wants to be back, and he wants to give. What he showed is, I want to give whatever I can to this team whether it's on the field, off the field, whatever. And I love that about Josh McCown. As for the Joe Thomas point, I was dismayed when Arthur Motes tried to literally decapitate Johnny Manziel, and not one person on the Browns offensive line did that. If you go through, and we talked about this at the time, any team in the NFL that where their starting quarterback got his head literally ripped off of his body like that, there would have been a fight, because you just can't allow that to happen. And now you have a situation where everybody saw that on film, and nobody feels that there would ever be a repercussion from anyone on our offensive line for whatever it is that they do to one of our quarterbacks. And that is a dangerous precedent, and I hated that about this team.
Yeah, I agree. In some cases, you know, we're a part of the media, and we get players on, and players – you know, they have meetings with PR. They have coaches that they know are listening to a lot of the things that they say as well. And you don't want to depict this locker room, in an unlikely fashion, or, you know, unjust fashion, because, you know, guys don't like each other. As Marlon said, you know, Dwayne Bowe, there's no animosity towards Dwayne Bowe, because he's doing everything he can within the parameters that the Browns are asking him to.
And I thought it was interesting. He said, "This is the fact that Dwayne Bowe's playing is not on Dwayne Bowe." I thought that was an interesting comment.
Well, I believe that to be true. I mean, no offense to Marlon Moore, who stood right in front of us, you know, less than an hour ago. No offense to him, but you're telling me that Dwayne Bowe's not a better player than Marlon Moore at wide receiver in the National Football League?
Of course not. And the thing that's amazing about this whole Dwayne Bowe experiment is, he hasn't gotten one full – they didn't even give him one game.
Like, nope.
All right, go out there. We think you're so bad. Why don't we get – we're going to give you one game, two games, go play, and then we'll show the world that you can't play, and then now you're not going to play more. He's never got an opportunity to even play a game and play every snap on offense like a starting wide receiver in the NFL, like he did in Kansas City. He never got not one opportunity to do that.
No, you're right. And when he's actually up for a game, he plays, what, a dozen snaps and maybe gets a target?
He's played. He's got three catches on the year.
I'm going to give an over-under of 40.
Snaps on the season
40
for
snaps
Dwayne Bowe?
On the season for Dwayne Bowe. I might actually take the under.
That might be high. I think that might be high. Let's see. 2015. Here we go. Dwayne Bowe, you're saying, E, what do you got?
I've got the under of 40. Oh, I've got under.
You're going under? All right. Dino, Dwayne Bowe snaps this season.
40, and 40's the number? Yes. I hit the under. Yeah, the under.
Ding, ding, beeping, ding. 38 snaps on the season for Dwayne Bowe. Great over-under, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. I lived in San Diego, so I frequented Vegas very often. And I think it's, you know, now
the more and more time we
spend with the kid, it's like that window, that floating window.
The window, where is it?
Yeah,
the window. Where is that window?
Yes.
We could see it. 38 snaps. So he hasn't got an opportunity. And of those 38, he ran block on 10 of them. So he's run 28 pass routes this season. They never gave him an opportunity. They
How many targets?
But they never gave him an
opportunity. 28 pass routes?
Dwayne Bowe's run 28 pass routes. I know he got. I think he's gotten 5 targets, is my guess. 5 targets on the season. Let's see. Receiving, he has been targeted. Oh, I'm sorry. 9 targets. One against Tennessee.
Has there really been 9? Wow.
One against Cleveland, against San Diego. One against Arizona. One against Baltimore. And then the one game that he actually got to play, 5 targets against Cincinnati. Caught 3 for 31 yards.
Okay.
That was it. So he's never got. I mean, come on. He's never gotten an opportunity.
And that's bigger than Dwayne Bowe. You can be overweight at the start of a season, and by the first quarter of the season, you can play your way into shape, right? That's across the board.
Yeah.
If you're playing consistent enough, you can be overweight 10, 12 pounds, whether you're a wide receiver or 350 pounds, and play your way into game shape and obviously in your lungs as well. You have to be out there. You can't do it in practice.
How much weight would you lose over the course of a season?
10, 11 pounds.
There you go. All right, that'll do it for us from the Discount Drug Mart, live from Center Road, Brunswick Hills. The shoppers are around. They're getting their wares. Some chicken. Looks like we might have some chicken on the menu tonight there at the house. You got to like that. Oh, and of course,
the Busch light.
Busch light. I just got a Busch pool table light over my pool table. Head for the mountains, my friend. That's right, the mountains of Busch. Beer. For Dave DiNatale, for our producer, Eazy-E. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zger. Also, shout out to Marlon Moore. Shout out to Armani Bryant. And, of course, to Lindsay Strach for being with us here at Discount Drug Mart. And all the members of the Dog Pound and the good shoppers. And, of course, thanks to The Miz for giving us holiday entertainment like the Santa's Little Helper. Big love to him. That'll do it for another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Johnny.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.